What? Hear what I say. We are the business today. It's finished today. RT and J. We the new PB&J. We dropped the classic today. We did a tablet of today. The joints with the matches and ashes away. We dash away. Donna and Dish.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Christian Fry. I was just thinking, my mom texted me yesterday, so all of our bumper music yesterday was Eric Church, chosen by Mr. Specky, and my mom texted me how much she loved the music, and I guarantee I'm going to get a text saying, she's like, I don't know if I like the music as much today. Which is fine. This is an eclectic show. We represent all music types here. Welcome back. I am Kristen Bry. I'm here with Greg Bach. We got Luke as producer, and we have a good story. We have a great story. You brought this to my attention.
I did.
Both comedians, you and I, love the comedy. And yesterday, the Google Doodle, if people still pay attention to those, of they change their home page image every day, and there's always a little story and history or facts about the behind the doodle. And yesterday, there was a Wisconsin connection. And you brought this to my attention. So why don't you tell us more about Charlie Hill.
So Charlie Hill yesterday celebrated his 71st birthday, and Google gave him his very own Google Doodle. Very hard to say. Google Doodle. Charlie Hill is the first Native American stand-up comedian to appear on national television. That was on the Richard Pryor show. He went on to become a regular at comedy clubs all over the country, including the Comedy Store, which is probably one of the most famous comedy club in the world. And went on to perform all over the world for the next decade. He's still performing, as far as I know, today. Born in Detroit, but he grew up in Wisconsin, identified himself as a Wisconsin comedian, went to school here in Wisconsin, and got degrees in I guess, a degree, I believe, in
he actually, drama. No, he actually died in 2013.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I just looked that
up. Oh, I thought, for some reason, I thought, okay, I know things, okay, people? I know things.
Before we start getting texts being like, he actually is not alive anymore. But he...
Yeah, don't text.
I think he performed up until his death.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, someone who came to my knowledge very recently, but like, I thought it was really cool that, like, of all the people that Google gives doodles to. I mean, I've seen them given the scientists and you know, all these amazing people, and they made time for this man and gave him his doodle. That's great. I loved it.
Yeah, I actually didn't know who he was, but what's interesting is when I started watching some of his clips, and I think we have one we can play, the amount I think we see now of comedians who are of different ethnicities and heritages and races who... Mm-hmm. That's a lot of what their comedy is. Actually, I saw your friend. I'm on the spot, and I'm gonna
Hari Kondabolu.
Yes, and which is exactly how it's spelled, and I get nervous every time. But I saw him live at the comedy at the Laughing Tap, and so much an Indian man. A lot of his humor, I find him hilarious, is both political but also conversations about race, conversations about being a minority in the U.S. And I don't know if I'd say Charlie Hill paved the way, but maybe, because when you actually start listening to some of his comedy, it is very much like calling out the elephant in the room of being a Native man and white people, white peopling. And I think the quote that I found that I really liked is like, the entertainment industry makes fun of the way we dance, we sing, our drum, our names, our religion, our rituals, you name it. My whole thing is to get people to laugh with us, not at us.
Which I think with that statement alone says, yes, he opened up doors, because I think when it's about the, you know, it's about representation, people see different representation, they can laugh at different things. And then more importantly, a young kid sitting in their house watching this says, oh, I can do this. He's doing this. I can do this too. I got things to say. You know, I think definitely opens doors. I'm a little bummed that I didn't know about Mr. Hill sooner, but I think that's great.
Yeah,
I think it was great, and I loved it. I thought it was really, really cool. And he says on in one of the clips, he says, I'm from Wisconsin. I'm like, yes, you are. Yeah, you're from Wisconsin.
He lived on the reservation, Liz, that lived on the Oneida reservation. And then yep. I think he went to DePere High School and that and then went to UW. So I think we have a little bit. We'll play like a minute of his Richard Pryor. I don't know. I think this might be his actual TV premiere or debut on the Richard Pryor show. And so we'll play like a minute of that before we go to break.
Yay. Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? I usually have problems doing my act, you know, because I know a lot of you white people never seen an Indian do stand-up comedy before, you know. Like, for so long, you probably thought that Indians never had a sense of humor, you know. We never thought you were too funny either. See some people back there putting their chairs in a circle. My name is Charlie Hill, Sagoli. I'm Oneida. I'm from Wisconsin. It's part of the Iroquois Nation. My people are from Wisconsin. We used to be from New York. We had a little real estate problem. I came out here, Los Angeles, a few years ago. I don't drink. So, no, don't drink. Fire water to Indians. That's just like kryptonite. Here, drink this, sign this, move here. You know what I mean? Indians. You know, people come up to me now, too, and they say, can you speak Indian? And there are like over 300 different tribes. You know, can you speak Indian? It's like saying, hey, can you speak Caucasian? But that's the name they give us, Indians. That's Indians was the name Christopher Columbus gave us, which is incorrect. He named us Indians because he thought he was in India, you know? I'm sure glad he wasn't looking for turkey. It changed a lot of things. Columbus discovered America. They taught me that when I was a kid. Columbus discovered Indians, you know. That was my education. You see, like black people, Indians were driven to all white schools, you see. Except the black people got the buses. The Indians were just driven. I went to Custer Memorial Junior High, you know. And,
I mean, that's for the 70s. I feel like that was
a lot of things I couldn't relate to, you know, like the Pilgrims. They weren't my forefathers, you know. Yes. Pilgrims came to this land 400
years ago. All right, so we're
going
to go to break and then we will come back. But that was Charlie Hill, and this is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Now, we used to call them whitebacks.